Many people have started to add more protein to their diets in recent years, either to build more muscle or lose weight. But there's research that shows that elderly adults, especially those who are critically ill, may need more protein than what is recommended. This week on WRVO's Health and Wellness Show, Take Care, hosts Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen talk with Stuart Phillips, a professor at McMaster University in Ontario, Canada, who published a review challenging the current protein recommendations.
Let's go over the basics before we talk about why more protein is advised. What is protein's role in the body?
Protein is the structure of most tissues and most cells in our body. It's made up primarily of 20 different what we call amino acids. Most people would probably say that they get the protein in their diet from sources like meat and eggs and dairy. It's something that we need for every single tissue in our body.
What are the protein needs for otherwise healthy adults over 19 years old?
So the recommended dietary allowance is 0.8 grams of protein per kilogram of body weight per day. So for somebody who is 50 kilograms, for example, that would work out to be 40 grams of protein, which in my estimation isn't very much. In fact, I think the RDA should probably be substantially higher than that.
When you say substantially higher, what number would you fix to this?
I think at least 50% higher, so around 1.2 grams of protein per kilogram per day.
So let's talk about your study. Why do older adults and critically ill adults need more protein?
Right. I think that the important part, and most people see this happening and they don't sort of realize that it's something that we can really work on, is that as older adults go through their life and we're not sure exactly when it starts, they're actually losing a little bit of muscle mass. The technical name we give to that process is sarcopenia. Most people, I think, say, well, that's just a normal part of aging. But that gradual muscle loss, that sarcopenia that older people are experiencing, we believe can be changed by increasing the amount of protein in your diet. In other words, older people are able to use the dietary protein that they ingest to slow down the loss of muscle mass. I don't think they can completely stop it, but they can definitely slow it down.
I know a lot of people have understood that obviously if you don't use it, you lose it. But you're saying that even if we were to keep active, exercise alone won't preserve our muscle mass.
No, but I do think that it's important to emphasize, somewhat like the protein message, that being physically active and engaging in whether it's physical activity in a leisure time, walking or gardening, that sort of thing, has a similar effect to protein. It is essentially anti-sarcopenic. It's slowing down the loss of muscle mass. And in fact, the working thesis that we have in my lab here is that the two together, more protein and exercise, do indeed additively or maybe synergistically slow down the loss. And so we talk about a model of, and I'll put it in quotation marks, successful aging or healthy aging, where you essentially engage in the two activities we've been talking about, so consumption of more high-quality protein in your diet and some form of exercise as well.
That was Stuart Phillips of McMaster University in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, talking with Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen about protein intake in older adults. You can hear more of their conversation on Take Care, WRVO's Health and Wellness Show, Saturday morning at 6:30 and Sunday evening at 6:30. Support for this story comes from the Health Foundation for Western and Central New York.